Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Tina's Arena. This is a podcast where I talk about growth, entrepreneurship, mostly growth, though, and personal growth, especially through the lens of personal fitness and nutrition, because those are the two things that I have focused on the most in my life and just what I know about the most. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode with Christy Simons. We talked about confidence, especially confidence in teens, which is what Christy does. So if you missed that episode and you're interested in learning more about confidence, what it means, and maybe how to get it, then make sure you check out that episode with Christy Simons last week on Tina's Arena. This week, I want to talk about regression and pain. I don't know if anyone knows this about me here, but I used to be really into powerlifting. Back in the day, I had pretty average numbers, but keep in mind, I guess I was powerlifting during my eating disorder days, so my health probably wasn't the greatest. However, I did achieve a 225-pound deadlift back then, which is something I'm still proud of. I can't deadlift that much anymore, and actually, I don't enjoy... That's a lie. I love deadlifting, but I know that a lot of people get injured when they deadlift very heavy at their one rep max range, which is your max effort. So I don't really push that envelope too much anymore because I don't want to get injured. Anyways, the point was that I used to lift very heavy and very often, and I never did appropriate warm-ups or mobility work. I think my chronic hip pain now originates from my powerlifting days. So now I'm trying to just live a healthy, pain-free life. I'm no longer interested in huge powerlifting numbers. I just want to be strong. I want to be light on my feet, and I want to be able to run 10K without feeling like I'm going to pass out soon. Those are my goals. And I want to be pain-free for as long as possible. I know I have chronic hip pain now. I just don't want anything to get worse, right? So I think those are very reasonable goals for me to have. And I think at the end of the day, most people have similar goals. We're not exactly trying to be impressive. We just want to feel our best in our bodies. I have chronic hip pain, and I also actually have shoulder pain, which is actually probably related because everything in our body is related. This is my left shoulder and my right hip that hurts, okay? So anyway, that is your quick primer on me and who I am. Really, I don't know if there's anything that feels better than smashing heavy weight at the gym. I was on fire when I was deadlifting 225 pounds. I love it, okay? I love it. I bring up all of the powerlifting because I have the memory of it in my mind so clearly, how good it feels to be strong. But now that I'm focusing on healing my pain from the source, I'm doing exercises with sometimes no weight at all. And I'm regressing so far that it feels almost embarrassing to me. I know nobody's judging me at the gym, but for me, with my powerlifting history in my mind, it just feels so wrong to be doing things so light. However, I am focused on a certain goal right now, and that means that I am not pushing myself to that extreme anymore. That's not to say that I won't ever do it again. There are definitely going to be bulking seasons coming up. But as of now, I just want to focus on healing these injuries and moving in a way that is pain-free, and especially not doing any sort of exercise that's going to increase the amount of pain that I'm in. So to put that all in a really nice, concise way, I have moved backwards in my training program. I went back to zero and I started to build the correct form, the correct way. I started off with no weights and really focusing on strengthening the muscles that needed to be strengthened. I went back to zero. I tried to let go of my ego, and I'm just focusing on building the right muscle in the right places to create a balanced body so that I am no longer in pain. And recently, I've had a really big win in my mobility, which is why this is on top of my mind right now. I actually experienced popping in my left shoulder. This is the arm that gives me trouble. Sometimes I get a numb feeling when I do bench press with this arm. It's also extremely tight, I think, in the tricep. Like the range of motion on my left arm is just not the same as my right arm. So I had been focused on doing these pullovers and certain shoulder exercises in order to gain mobility back in this area. So the big win that I had was usually when I do this exercise, my shoulder pops, but I've been focusing on doing the reps really slow, just nailing down my form and focusing on the range of motion that doesn't hurt. So I'm strengthening the muscles where I can. And as the muscles grow stronger and they're able to stretch a little bit more, then I push that range that I just gained, right? So imagine that I can only lift it up to here. And if you're not watching the video, I'm sorry. So imagine that I could only lift like this much. So this much is the range that I practice in because there's no pain in this range. And then when I'm used to that, then I can push it a little bit more because now there's no pain in that range, right? And then you push it a little bit more and a little bit more, and eventually you're back to doing the full exercise, except this time you've taught yourself how to do it with no pain. That's basically what I did with the shoulder so far. And it's just like, I don't know if I can describe that feeling, because usually as we age and as we exercise, things just hurt more and more. And you kind of get used to that feeling. So when I did that exercise and my shoulder didn't pop, I was so happy. I was ecstatic. I could not believe that I could heal the pain, because it's not something that people talk about that much. A lot of people on social media complain about how getting older is a death sentence and it sucks and everything gets harder. And yeah, expect back pain when you're 30. I mean, it's funny. Yes, it's a cool joke, but I truly don't believe that we have to live that way. And I truly don't believe that aging has to suck. I am all for aging at this point in my life. I'm excited to age, and I think that I and we can do it with grace and with love for thyself, myself. So I went back to the basics. I forgot everything that I already knew. I went to an expert and I followed their program and I learned how to move my body appropriately, functionally, and retaught myself movement patterns so that I could teach myself the correct way to move. So why I want to bring this up, because I was thinking about this and I was like, wait, this applies to so much more than just exercise and muscles. Like, forget your ego. You know, when you're learning about emotions, when you're learning about boundaries, when you're learning how to be an entrepreneur or to do new things, like, forget about your ego and approach everything with a beginner's mindset. Maybe ask an expert about what to do next, an expert that is doing the things that you want to do and has been through what you are going through. Ask that person what they did, because they've lived it and they're going to know how to help you. And I was just thinking about it in terms of emotions and growth. Like, sometimes it feels really scary to take that, you know, big, huge leap. So wait a second, why don't we just take a couple steps back, practice what we already know, get really good at it, and then from there, you can expand a little bit more, because now you're confident in this space. And once you have that confident energy, you have the capacity to grow and expand and push yourself a little bit more. I don't know if that blows anybody's mind the way that it blew my mind. I just thought that it was so revolutionary, but not. revolutionary at all, because I'm pretty sure a whole bunch of people say this all the time, but something made it click in my head. Maybe because I experienced it myself, having the shoulder impingement that I was able to fix. Because how often are people actually fixing pain? I think most of the time people learn to live with it. But is that the goal? That you just want to live with your pain? Or is the goal to fix your pain and grow from the pain? Because although I recognize that pain and suffering is kind of a way of life, I don't think that I want to be stuck in the same pain forever. I want to move through levels of pain and growth. I don't want to be stuck fixing the same problem for my entire life. I expect growth from myself. Trust me, when I say my mind was blown, I blew my own mind on that one. What's that saying that people say? Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Right. That's a good one. That is a good one. I'm sure there's way more sayings. If you want to go fast, go slow. I know that's another one, because if you go too fast and you mess up, then you're going to have to do it again anyway. So go slow, because slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Regress to progress. Sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes it's necessary. Check that ego. Leave it at the door. Approach things with a beginner mindset. You don't know everything that there is to know. So take that chip off your shoulder and learn something new. That's it for this episode of Tina's Arena. And in case you forgot, I am a nutrition and fitness coach. So if this is something that you struggle with, or if this is something that is really resonating with you, shoot me a message on Instagram. I'm Tina's_Arena_, or my website is tinasarena.com. You can find me online. If you're listening to this, I'm sure you already know how. So I hope to hear from you soon. Remember that it is free to support the creators that you love, especially us tiny little ones. We just ask that you just please engage with the content in any way that you can, because it helps spread the good word about it. So I hope this was helpful for you. And I'm going to bounce because it's dinner time. So we'll catch you on the flip side. See you next week.